गौरतत्व। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य राधा कृष्ण नहे अन्य। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज नन अदर देन द कंबाइंड फॉर्म ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड श्री कृष्ण। Shri Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and performs Sankirtan to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangashtra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedhasa. Krishna appears with the golden complexion, Akrishna. He is constantly singing the two syllables Krish and Na, and he is accompanied by his associates, servitors, weapons, and confidential companions. Intelligent people worship him by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is outwardly Gora, inwardly Krishna. Antakrishnam Bahir Goram Darshitangadivaibhavam Kalo Sankirtanadyaisma Krishna Chaitanya Mashrita. I take shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is outwardly Gora, of fair complexion, but is inwardly Krishna himself. In Kali Yuga, he displays his associates, servitors, and confidential companions while performing Sankirtan. Sri Sachinandan Gaurahari is the Swarup of Krishna, adorned with the bhav and complexion of Srimati Radhika.
Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatoto Chaitanyakyam prakatamaduna tadvayam chaikyamaptam Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam Nomi Krishna swarupam.
Srimati Radhika is Krishna's Ladini Shakti, pleasure giving potency, and the embodiment of the transformation of his pranaya, intimate love. Since they are Eka Atma Svarup, one soul, she is intrinsically non-different from Krishna and one in identity with him. However, to enjoy the transcendental pleasure of their loving pastimes, Radha and Krishna have eternally manifested themselves in these two apparently separate forms. Now these two transcendental identities, Sevya and Sevak, Vishay Tattva and Ashray Tattva, have manifested in one Svarup as Sri Chaitanya Tattva. I repeatedly bow down to Sachinandan, who is the Svarup of Krishna and who is adorned with the bhav and complexion of Srimati Radhika. The internal and external reasons for Mahaprabhu's appearance.
Premras Niryas Korite Ashvadan Raga marga bhakti loke korite pracharan Rasik shekar krishna paramakarun E dui hetu hoite ichhara udgam.
Sri Krishna's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to relish the sweet essence of prema ras, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction, Raga Bhakti. Thus he is known as the topmost relisher of rasa and as supremely merciful. The three internal reasons for Sri Sachinandan Gaurahari's appearance.
Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva Svadyo Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Sokyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobha तद्भावद्य समजनी सचिगर्भ सिंधो हरिंदु.
Desiring to understand the glory of Srimati Radhika's love, the wonderful sweetness in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. One who worships Mahaprabhu automatically worships Sri Radha Krishna.
Aradhitam Navavanam Vrajakananam Te Naradhitam Navavanam Vraja Eva Dure Aradhito Dvijasuto Vrajanagaraste Naradhito Dvijasuto Nataveha Krishna.
If you worship Navadvip, then you also worship the forest of Vraj. If you don't worship Navadvip, then the forest of Vraj is far away. If you worship Lord Chaitanya, then you also worship Sri Radha and Krishna in Vraj. If you don't worship Lord Chaitanya, then you cannot worship Sri Radha and Krishna.
Devotion to Gauranga bestows devotion to Sri Radha. Yata yata gaurapadaravinde vindeta bhaktim krita punya rashi tatattato sarpati hridya kasma radha padam bhoja sudhambu rashi.
As a pious soul fortunately attains pure devotion to Gauranga and becomes absorbed in rendering service to his lotus feet, the nectar ocean of devotional ecstasy flowing from the lotus feet of Sri Radhika gradually arises without any material cause and floods his heart.
Bhagavatam glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna himself. Dhyeyam sada paribhavagnamabhishta doham Tirtaspadam Shiva Virinchinutam Sharanyam Brityartiham Pranatapala Bhavabdipotam Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam.
O guardian of the surrendered, great personality, you alone are the reality to be constantly meditated upon by the pure souls. Destroyer of the soul's illusion, the divine wish-fulfilling tree, the refuge of all devotees, worshipable by Shiva and Virinchi, you are the shelter of all, dispeller of your devotees' sufferings, which originate in offenses to the holy name, and only boat for crossing the ocean of this material world of suffering. I worship your holy lotus feet.
Tyaktva sudushtya jasure psita rajya lakshmin dharmishta arya vachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrigam dayitaye psita manvadhava vande mahapurushate Charanaravindam.
O Mahapurush, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmin's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls, who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyamasundara. Evidence from Mahabharata predicting the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
suvarna varno he mango varangas chandanangadi sanyasa krishchama shanto nishtha shanti parayanah.
Krishna first appears as a grihastha with a golden complexion. His limbs are the color of molten gold. His body is extremely beautiful. He is decorated with sandalwood pulp and continuously chants Krishna. He then accepts sannyas and is always equipoised. He is firmly fixed in his mission of propagating Harinam Sankirtan, and he defeats the impersonalist philosophers who are opposed to bhakti. He is thus the highest abode of peace and devotion.
Sri Chaitanya Chandra Pranam.
Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vadivyachcha Visundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
I offer obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Chandra, whose form is the embodiment of blissful, transcendental pastimes, whose golden complexion is divinely beautiful, and who bestows unlimited nectar in Premaras.
Mahaprabhu descended to teach the supreme bhakti, laced with renunciation.
Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga Sikshartameka purusha purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budiryas Tamaham Prapadye.
Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet.